This is Lori Prox here with Mark Detter, Valdez City Manager, and with Mayor Pro Tem Sharon Scheit. Thanks for joining us today. We asked you to come on in and, or not in, you're actually not in my office. You're over a phone line because we're all practicing social distancing. But we wanted to get some information out to the public on city operations and where we're going. Hopefully to provide people some solid information about what the plan is and what the city is wanting people to do in the situation. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and I think we'll have to start with Saturday. There was a special meeting called of the city council. It got a little bit confusing. The mayor was very interested in having the city council pass a mandate. If you look up mandate, the term is an official order to commission to do something with the authority to carry out a policy or course of action regarding is given by the electorate. So a mandate would require some action, presumably by maybe the police department or the city, if you put these steps in order. There was discussion as well about a strong advisory by the council. I think the procedure got in the way a bit on Saturday as it was brought to the council differently than normal. Can you explain that, why it went down the way it did, and then what the plans are from there?
Thanks, Lori. I'll take that one. The mandate that was brought to the council on Saturday was related to requiring people that have traveled and are returning to our community to stay home for the 14-day period. So the mandate would essentially make it mandatory to do that. So there would essentially no longer be, people wouldn't be allowed to sort of make their own judgment call on that.
And it is important to mention that the state has issued a strong advisory with much the same language. So that would cover Valdez in this instance, right? So this was trying to take that little step forward with a mandate.
Yes, it was trying to, I guess, do a little bit more than the state. But you are correct. As of now, I don't remember the exact date, but we are under the state advisory. So when you mentioned process, it did get a little bit confusing that evening whether or not we should do a mandate. Because, as you mentioned, a mandate should be enforceable, and there were certainly concerns that there was nothing in the mandate with regard to enforcement. And that is where the conversation came into play, whether it should be a strong advisory or a mandate. But the most important thing to mention is that we understand the importance of this. And
as a council, you mean, and the city of Valdez?
Yes. So the council will be readdressing this issue at tonight's meeting at 5 p.m. And the agenda will be posted by 11 a.m. to meet our noticing requirements.
Okay, and we'll put that a link to that in the KVAK e-news as well so people can access that. There was a draft of the mandate available to read. So what is the plan for tonight? Are you looking to pass a mandate? Has someone been working on the mandate? What's happened since that meeting on Saturday night?
There's been a lot of conversation since the meeting on Saturday, and this evening we will be doing a number of things. We will be including a discussion item only on shelter in place because we believe that we need to have that conversation to possibly develop that plan for the future. We will be looking at the mandate as presented, and there's likely to be amendments to that mandate, and it would be the hope that we pass that health mandate or as a strong advisory this evening. That will be up to the council to decide. And then we'll also have a presentation about the ICS structure.
What are some of the things that need to be addressed? And I know several members of the police department got up and spoke at the meeting on Saturday night. But that's a big concern because when you go to a mandate as opposed to an advisory, then the idea of some enforcement. And I know, you know, of course, social media is social media. And, you know, people are saying, well, what do the cops have to do with it? But a mandate is different than an advisory. How do you handle that as law enforcement, and maybe that's not fair. We don't have them here, but I'm sure that, they have now, I don't think they were initially with the first proposed mandate, but now I'm sure they're part of, or I hope that they're part of that discussion.
Yes, this is Mark. They absolutely are. And what we're going to try to attempt to do, if a mandate is in fact the direction we go, is have an ordinance then that will give the police department some enforcement capabilities. I just want to emphasize that, as we talked about Saturday night, we're trying to send the strongest signal possible about the social distancing, and that our police department, like I think everyone in the community knows, will handle this situation with the same delicacy and communication skills that they do any other situation. And, you know, no one's looking to write citations, but I think if we're going to have a mandate, the council pointed out, and I agree, there has to be some enforcement mechanisms in place, and we'll present those at the council meeting tonight. But, you know, it was well heated with the police chief and the emergency manager stated at the meeting, and, you know, that would be in the form of an ordinance, and we're still working on that final language, but I do think it was heated that we need to have an enforcement mechanism. And I think that's probably, Lori, where the decision for the council will come down to is, do they want to make the extra statement with a mandate saying, yes, we are willing to put forth a mandate and say there could be penalties. We want to have that prepared if the council wants to go the mandate route, and we'll talk about it. But again, I would just urge everybody to understand that the same Valdez Police Department today as it was last week, who has exercised great discretion and communication when they've enforced any of our laws. And they would be probably even more sensitive. I'm sure they'll be more sensitive on the enforcement of anything related to social distancing.
Well, and everyone needs to consider time. There are only so many officers and so much time. So whether the mandate passes or not, I think one of the concerns is people calling with turning in their neighbors over, you know, they went outside with their dog or that type of thing. If this comes down the way people think it's going to come down, there are probably more important things for them to be doing. So
you're correct on everything we're doing. We all need to start making decisions on, in an emergency, what's critical for people to know and do. I mean, that's what we've been trying to do for at least the last, well, since the mayor stood up the unified response group. You know, that's, we've been trying to use our time effectively. And you're absolutely right, Lori, is everybody has to use some common sense with all of this and, you know, understand that we're in an emergency, and the things that the police are called out for, you know, and it always has been true, but right now really need to be emergency. Same thing with our fire department or any other governmental source or the hospital. I mean, we're trying to get out that messaging, is that you really need to think hard before you call for help in this situation. And we're asking for a lot more independence from people in this situation. Because resources will be stretched then, and that's a great point.
And definitely life goes on. You know, people have emergencies and that type of thing. So everyone who's in a critical role, an essential role here, has to manage their time across the board. I think we've explained why the council members felt the mandate was not passed. It was presented from the mayor, and I think Ethan Berkowitz in Anchorage proposed something similar. They have a little bit different form of government. So moving forward, Valdez City Council, I think there wasn't the opportunity for the mayor to just make decisions on his own. So it was brought to council, and now the council is the body, and then Mayor O'Neill, if I listened correctly, stepped back from his position as mayor in order to, he's administrator of the hospital, which is a huge, huge demanding position here in Valdez, and they've been preparing and doing a lot of things, very passionate about that. But I think if I heard correctly, he stepped away from that, and probably very wisely so, to manage his role at the hospital. And then thank you, Sharon, for stepping up. As I understand, you're mayor pro tem. Can you explain the governmental process moving forward? Because it is, I think that was one of the concerns as well at the meeting on Saturday, that the process be followed. So what is that process and to follow in order to make decisions from the council moving forward?
As of now, the city council approval is required in certain situations. So per the government disaster declaration, there are three situations that specifically have to come to council for approval, and that is if it's related to private property, related to mass quarantine or isolation, or related to rationing of goods or supplies. So in those instances, decisions have to be made by the council whether or not we are going to make any orders of those items.
And I wanted to ask this question because I think people are saying, well, we don't want to do nothing, but I wanted to give you the opportunity. The city of Valdez, I don't believe, is doing nothing, as evidenced by comments from the police department. I think they're taking steps, they're preparing, they are doing things. So how are the different departments within the city? What are you doing now, despite a mandate or an advisory? What are some of the steps that you are taking now as the city manager and with all your employees?
So last Monday, we stood up the incident command, and we have a unified command system in place to deal with this specific COVID-19 issue. And that unified command will continue to include the hospital administrator, the mayor, the president of the college, and myself. And we have deputies. Nate Duvall is my deputy in that unified command. Sean Arnold is President O'Connor's deputy in that command, and Lindsay King to the hospital is the mayor, and Jeremy. So you can see we're going to have a lot of redundancy. And through that command structure, we then have a PIO, which is Ali Furco, working with a team of folks that are helping her out. Nate Duvall is also the safety officer in that group, and we have a liaison, Martha Barbario and Jeremy Talbot, whose main goals are to reach out to business. Under that command staff structure, we have section chiefs for planning and logistics and operations and finance. So we've put all that into place. And that group has created, its primary objective right now is to establish control measures to prevent the spread of the virus and control measures ongoing and updating. Priority number one is prevent medical facilities from exceeding capacity with the objective of establish control measures to prevent the spread of the virus. And you know, just a few tactics we've employed, which some of this the state has helped us with, are public messaging, proper hygiene, social distancing, listening to credible sources. Hospital and clinics continue to enhance screening and isolation protocols. Of course, we close public facilities when the state closed school. The city went along and closed the library, the civic center, and the recreation center, the pool, and many of our other things. And then the state mandated that restaurants and in-house dining were closed to gathering and eating. And then we've so far the state has canceled medical and dental procedures. So on the seventh one, we're into this discussion on the mandate, whether or not we mandate social distancing. But that's the first kind of objective and priority of that group, is to protect our healthcare system. As we continue with this, there will be other things that the citywide will need, and we'll need to draw on every resource in this community we can. I also want to mention again the uniform response group that the mayor stood up to start with, that has several community members, have been meeting on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the past 3 weeks. Ali Furco, our PIO, is heavily involved in that group, but they've been doing most of the messaging. So, but now we're kind of transitioning a lot of their activities into this command structure. And we've had it in place for a week. We're meeting on a daily basis. And when we get requests, we bring them to that meeting and talk about what tactics we can use to address those requests. And we continue to set objectives and priorities as the FEMA system calls for, the NIM system calls for. And I think we've produced a lot of good things, but we have a lot more work to do, including expanding who's going to help us be part of that group and their redundancy.
All right. And a lot of that effort being done on Facebook, but I would definitely like to offer the opportunity to use our airwaves as necessary to get messages out to folks. We have been working with Ali Furco so that some of this information is on a website and postable, and with the Martha Unified Response Group to put some business updates out there. I would like to speak to that a little bit. Some of our businesses really changing their business models, trying to provide for the community, and that's been quite amazing, and you know, are providing a great service for town.
Right. I just wanted to comment that I do agree, and I appreciate the effort that the businesses have taken in our community to change their structures and adapt to continue to provide the goods and services that we need. So that has been commendable. During our discussion this evening, one of the topics that we will have regarding the public health mandate will to be discussing the exceptions to guarantee that critical infrastructure remains in place and those goods and services can still get to the public.
Well, I know you guys are busy, have a lot to do. Is there anything else that you wanted to convey to the public? Definitely meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Actually, I'll ask you here, but I'll check with Ali as well if we can pick up the audio from that meeting and put it on the air, if that is all right.
Yeah, you need to check with Ali, but anything we could do to logistically make that happen, it's just the question of getting it to work correctly. So
yeah, I think I can make that happen on my end. I have the equipment to pull it from what you're doing without any accommodations. Any other words for our community? I know one big challenge has been to stay positive. A lot of people at home, on social media, a lot of people really worried. And what should people be doing and how do they stay positive?
Well, I think it's incredibly important for everyone to stay informed, but it's also very important that they stay informed with credible sources. And if you're not an expert on the topic, then it isn't maybe appropriate that you share personal knowledge. We want to make sure that the public is getting information from the experts on all sides of the topic. We definitely recommend the Valdez Unified Community Response Facebook page right now as a primary place for information. We encourage everybody to pay attention to that Facebook page.
And for those who don't have Facebook, I guess what we're charged with here at KVAK is we're trying to go get information off of that page and put it onto our website for people to access that way if they don't have social media.
Yes, and we appreciate that, and you're doing a wonderful job there. I did also just want to mention, as the council approves any health orders, mandates, or strong advisories, we are creating a web page on the City of Valdez website that will be sort of a one-stop shop to be able to house any of those mandates with explanation to help people. So that is in the works. Our PIO Ali is working on that right now. Right. So as we continue moving forward with any of those local orders, there'll be very easy access to them.
All right. Yeah, I think when this started, you kind of think one or two posts, but once you get a whole lot of information, it becomes hard to catalog or to track things down. So that's a great idea.
Like to say with that, obviously we want to continue to remind people that this is ongoing and changing day to day, minute to minute in some cases. And so, we are faced with making decisions in short order, and that means a lot of information, going out to people. So it is important to stay up to date using those credible sources that we have available to us.
Yeah, definitely.
And Lori, this is Mark again, and I just wanted to say that this is the number one mission of the city right now. While we're working on other projects still, this is right at the top of the list, and our first and foremost responsibility is to respond to this issue, and that's what a great majority of our leadership of the city is doing every day.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on with us, and once again, welcome to provide audio updates as needed. I'm available, and you got my number. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for offering to have us.